John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight and tomorrow night, she will be at Punchline Philadelphia for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. You can always get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. For the very first time here on the show, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't know why, but Nikki Glaser is finally here. Hiya!
Hi! Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. I'm so happy to see you, and it's nice to have a woman in the studio I can look straight in the eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
Usually you can't look us in the eye.
No. Usually they're much shorter.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I'm a tall broad. I'm not too tall, but you know, I'm 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
I tend to date shorter men. That's
really?
Kind of my thing. I seek out shorter men because here's my trick. You can get a really hot guy if he's short on discount. Like, you can get way hotter than you deserve if you go short, because a lot of girls don't like short guys.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind them. I actually find short guys to be more interesting than tall guys. Like, once you get to know them, they're funnier, they're better hangs. No offense to you, John, you're a tall guy, but like, I find them to be more interesting because they've had to like develop personalities to persevere past the fact that society like hates them because they're short. So they're like, here's a magic trick, here's a joke. So they're like fun hangs. You get it, you're short.
I have a fantastic personality.
You definitely do, yeah. But it's because you're a little on the shorter side as men go. You're not short.
No, I get it.
She's got an inch on you. Easily.
Yeah, I definitely.
What? Steve's like 5'11",
no,
isn't he?
No, really the no, same size. He's got like a half inch on me. I can tell. Maybe not. Okay. The hat, you
know
had
what?
Some padding
after
in
this,
that hat.
After this, we're doing a back-to-back shot.
I would love. Right. I can't wait for it.
For the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, but I've always dated guys who are shorter than me. I don't care. I'll go short to get a hot guy. I'll go a lot of things.
Really?
If you've got an STD that I don't have, I'll risk it. Listen, I'm going to get them all anyway. I might as well go down with a smoke show.
Now, but do you have a regular relationship? Have you had a regular relationship? Obviously, you're not married, so I won't go there.
Yeah, no, I'm not married, but I've been in and out of a thing with someone for about 6 years. Like, we break up and get back together. I think we've broken up 7 times in 6 years, uh-huh. So I have
I don't
no,
think it's worked.
Wow. I have no friends left, uh-huh. I can tell you that. They've uh-huh. all pulled their support, because when you get back and forth with an ex, your friends all drop off because they've heard too many bad things, and they're like, don't get back with them. That's settling. You're settling. And I'm like, well, what if the pilgrims didn't settle? Where would we be? Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes you're tired. I'm tired of wearing makeup everywhere and like putting my best foot forward. I just want to kind of give up and settle down. I get angry about it. They're like, settle down. I'm like, I'm trying. And you won't let me. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just easier to go back to ex-boyfriends sometimes than date someone new. You just go, if this is familiar. And you just, yeah, so I just keep going back together with him. And sometimes,
but
I'm
don't
like,
the problems become familiar also, or the reasons why you left become familiar?
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes people do change. People over the course of 6 years, they can really work on themselves. And a lot of times the issue is I go out and I date other guys, and then I look back at my ex-boyfriend and I go, oh, he was the best I can do. And I can't get better. I peaked early. I did really good early on. I'm like, oh no. So that's why I keep going back.
Now, I don't know if you guys know it, but because it's not a show that we watch, but Nikki was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I was. Right? Yes.
Who you
I got
with?
First voted off.
Oh, so nice.
That
you did well.
Feels terrible. I took the gig as a total risk because I've never danced in my life. Sure. And they everyone keeps going like, how'd you get that gig? Did you ask them? And I'm like, I would never ask to do that. This is the hardest thing I've ever done. It was the scariest thing I've ever done. But they asked me, and when you get asked to do Dancing with the Stars, you do it because then that means you're a star. Like, uh-huh. once you...
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
once
yeah.
you're Dancing with the Stars, I'm a star now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going forward, star. So, the worst dancer of everyone, there were 13 dancers. I was voted off first, and let me tell you that there was a blind woman in the competition, and I was still deemed worse than her. She had a dog on the dance floor with her, and they were still like, we don't want to see you again. We'd rather see a blind woman try to dance. And and she's a lovely woman, Danielle Umstead, but she should have gone first, not me. No, she was actually better than me. I'm a terrible dancer. I honestly think it's the only thing holding me back from a life of a career in stripping. I've always thought I could be a stripper. I'm very open about myself, and I don't mind the naked part. It's the dancing part of stripping that has always humiliated me. I'm like, if you didn't have to dance, if you could just stand on a stage naked with another chick and just like play Scrabble or something, I would do that. But you have to like dance. So I got asked to do Dancing with the Stars. It was insane that they even wanted me because I look like a dancer. That's the thing. When I met my dance partner, uh-huh. He was like, oh, we're going to win just by looking at me because
I saw shots of you and it's like it's legs galore. You've got dancer legs.
I know. I look like a dancer and my dance partner was Russian and
Gleb?
Gleb Sevchenko, which by the way, he is as hot as his name is disgusting. So those are equals in different ways. He is the hottest guy I've ever been around in my life. He's the hottest guy who's ever talked to me and then I got to, leading up to, so I only lasted two episodes, but right. They were like Monday, Tuesday night. So I was off as soon as they could get me off. But prior to that, I had spent a month dancing with Gleb Sevchenko every day, 4 hours a day, 7 days a week. Damn. And I just got to like grind on this hot guy. It was like a make-a-wish. It was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. He was so hot and it was really, really fun. But when he first met me, he was like, oh, we might win this thing. And then, you know, you have to do interviews throughout it. Like after dance practice, you have to do one-on-one interviews. And I would just hear him sometimes be like, it's a rough day. You know, like he would just really, he had been through it. Sometimes he would just like, he's been teaching dancing for, I think, since he was 14 years old. And he's my age, 34, for 20 years he's been teaching dancing. And he was like, I've never met someone who can't do it, who's this bad. He really was. He wouldn't get mad at me. He would get mad at the world in which I existed. I was like, take this up with my parents. They're the ones that made me and turned me. Because he said, you're like a robot. You dance like a robot. And I go, that's not a nice thing to say. And he tried to spin it. He was like, oh, but I can reprogram you. And I was like, you've already said too much. I know I dance like an injured horse. I do.
I need a calendar to mark down this because I don't remember the last time someone told me that they grind against someone.
Yeah, we were really grinding. It was so funny because I think I got knocked off the show because I accidentally made a sex joke. I didn't mean to. I'm known as like a sex comic, and when I do things that aren't a sex show, like I play by the rules. I don't, and especially going on ABC, it's owned by Disney.
Sure.
I wanted to last on the show, so I was on my best behavior. Tom Bergeron's interviewing me on the first show, and I even asked Tom beforehand. I go, can you let me know like what you're going to ask so I can prepare an answer? And he goes, I don't know what I'm going to ask. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to say something. I know it. But I was tiptoeing, and he goes, you know, has a life in stand-up comedy prepared you at all for dancing? And I was like, you know, it has, because I faced a lot of rejection. I've had a lot of rough sets. And I said rough sets, as in sets. I have a set tonight. I have a set tomorrow
it's
in Philly at
word.
The Punchline.
Right.
It's a comic word. But I said rough sets, and the whole crowd laughed. And I go, what did I say that was? I didn't even know. And then Tom goes, I don't think she meant that. And I go, and then I leaned into it. I go, oh, I've had both. And I just, you know. And then I was voted off the next night. And I want to say it was maybe because of that joke. They were like, we can't. She's a liability to keep around with her foul, dirty mouth.
Nikki Glaser is appearing tonight and tomorrow. Two shows, 7:30 and 9:45. As a matter of fact, I've got a couple of pair of tickets to tonight's 9:45 show. So if you like one, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Or get tickets on your own through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It was just fun. Great. This was just great. And I want you back every year.
I can't wait to come back.
You don't have to come once. You can come twice a year.
I would love to.
I don't like where this conversation is going.